So everybody has an interest in cardiac health now, especially because we all are so fond of rich food and no exercise. So first of all, tell us something about yourself. You are a clinical nurse.
Specialist.
Especially. And specialist in cardiac.
Right. Yep.
So why?
Well, I began my career actually at St. Paul's and worked in cardiac health from acute care, critical care. And then I got really interested in the what happens after they get, you know, through the ICU and the CCU and the cath and the heart cath lab. What happens when they try to recover? And so I really had an interest in trying to help people lower their risks for having another heart attack. And I moved into cardiac rehab and risk reduction.
Wow.
And so I live in Burnaby and I wanted to come out to Fraser Health.
As a child, were you always interested in the medical field?
You know, I was actually interested in teaching, but I think I started in teaching and then switched into nursing. And I really am just fascinated by heart disease because there's so many different facets and it affects such a broad population of people.
Sometime back, it was people used to say that if you've had a heart attack or if you had bypass surgery, it gives you 10 years of life maximum. And after that, either there is another heart attack or you go away. Mm-hmm. I think those statistics have changed. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes, so that's a great question. Most people now, if they have a heart attack, they'll come in and they'll have heart catheterization where they can open up their artery. And it's really interesting to see how much better people feel. And most people just go on and they feel better and they live quite a long life. And that's the importance. One thing important about cardiac rehab is that it helps people lower their risk by almost up to 30% of having another heart attack. So they can live really well. And most people feel better because now they're getting more oxygen flow through their body. Yeah.
Very nice. So your area of expertise is Fraser Health's cardiac rehab program.
That's right. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have people in Fraser Health Authority, which is Burnaby to Boston Bar. There's over 2,000 new heart attacks a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Every year. And so my job is to ensure that people, when they come through the hospital, are going to be having access to get into a cardiac rehab program. So Royal Columbian is sort of the hub where most patients will come through, the majority of patients will come through and go through the heart catheterization lab. So somebody out in Abbotsford might be picked up and brought right through to the cath lab and then either discharged or admitted to Royal Columbian and then discharged home. And so it's really important that they have services to access when they get discharged from the hospital. So my job is to make sure that the quality is good and that we can serve all of our populations, especially the South Asian population.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about the South Asian population, we've been doing this particular segment, especially for the South Asian community, because we have the major problem. I think it's because of all the samosas that we eat, fried food or whatever. You smile because you must have eaten a samosa in your life.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So is it our lifestyle, South Asian lifestyle? Is it our eating habits that we've got predisposition of heart problems?
Yeah, that's a really great question because South Asians can be up to four times risk than Caucasians. And not only heart disease, but diabetes.
Right.
South Asians get earlier diabetes and heart disease than Caucasians do.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things we do in cardiac rehab is we ask people their stories when they get out. They tell us, you know, what happened? Why did you have a heart attack? And, you know, it's really interesting. A lot of people don't know why.
Hmm.
We actually did a little study with some UBC students asking young people, so 18 to 35, if they knew what their risk factors were. Mm-hmm. South Asians,
right?
And only 27% were able to state 5 out of the 10 risk factors for heart disease, and these are well-educated post-secondary South Asian youth. Mm-hmm. But the main idea with about that little study was trying to see if they would speak to their family members about South Asian health, because one of the barriers is South Asian people don't access our health services as right. well as Caucasians do.
Mm-hmm. So when you say that, mm-hmm. what is it that they don't do?
Well, they don't go to cardiac rehab. Ah. We have a specific program that we can send people out of Royal Columbian in Surrey, actually, for a South Asian Punjabi-speaking cardiac rehab program. Wow. Mm-hmm. And we just don't get enough numbers.
So is it because they don't have awareness of it, or...?
Well, some of the documented some of the barriers are just the cultural, so they don't speak English. Just finding sort of navigating or finding their way through the health system. Mm. We know are definitely challenges for people, and then also people. South Asians tend to not access healthcare or go to the physician as much as they probably should. So these are some of the things. And the other thing is that materials aren't always written in Punjabi for people.
I find that quite interesting mm-hmm. because majority of the South Asians that come to this country mm-hmm. are, I wouldn't say that they are very fluent, but they understand English, they know English. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. it is
And they can
lazy.
Read and write.
And they can read and write.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. think it's just laziness that they think I've just gotten better, that's it, over and done mm-hmm. with. Why should I be going for more stuff? It's a waste of my time. I personally feel that's the case.
I'm laughing because so many people will get to cardiac rehab, yeah. you know, 2 weeks out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And say, I'm better now. I've gone
right.
to the heart catheterization
right.
lab. They've opened up my artery,
yeah.
and I'm all good now. So, actually, you're not.
No.
right.
No, you're right.
You need to, you need to stop smoking if you smoke. You need
yeah.
to increase your level of activity, your physical activity. You need to try to reduce the fat in your diet. Mm. Stress. Stress is huge.
Right.
Stress, anxiety, you know, feeling down, depression, mm-hmm. anger. All these things, if you're overweight, those are some of the, if you have diabetes.
Hmm.
So we really try to help people understand their risk factors. It's the first thing we do on the first day is help each person there understand what their risk factors are, especially the cultural part.
Right.
So people don't understand that ethnicity is actually a risk factor that you can't control.
Yeah, right. exactly.
Right? Like your yeah. age, the older
yeah.
you get.
Right.
And men, being
yeah.
male.
Yeah.
Over 45, your risk is higher. So
right.
so we try to teach people that, and then they get an understanding of, okay, I get it. I get why I had a heart attack now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've got double whammy. We've got, diabetes, and then we've got the heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
So all the more reason that the South Asian community pays attention to their health, because if they're not going to be looking after their health, they're going to be a burden on the health system. I do hear a lot of stories of people not being looked after when they're in a hospital. Basically, by that time, they are like, oh my God, why didn't you look after yourself earlier, type of a deal. But it has to start right now with parents, with children,
right,
and their food habits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So out of Royal Columbian, actually, we did a lot of work in working with different groups with South Asians. We actually did... went to some high schools in Surrey, actually, our team from Royal Columbian Hospital. And their task was to develop activities and then showcase it for their school on mm. how they can teach their families and their classmates about being healthy.
Right.
So they had a basketball tournament. They did cooking healthy
right.
food. And this was mostly all South Asians.
Fantastic.
So it was a really neat little
exercise,
project that happened out of that, yeah.
I just want to take a short break, and I want to come back and ask about other opportunities for the community to figure out how they can keep themselves healthy, especially as far as nutrition is concerned, because there are education on nutrition. So let's take a short break and we'll come back. We've got Suzanne Burns, a specialist, a clinical nurse specialist for the Fraser Health Cardiac Network. We'll be right back.